Okay. Just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now, just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building, and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you relax. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease. As you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing that beat and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over, like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over, smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more. Yet remaining totally alert. And noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out. A good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle. Even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to. I know that you easily could, if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now. As lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more. Even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe. With each layer, you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. Five. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. Three. Oh, such a relaxed state, such an enjoyable state. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. One. Empty of everything as everything has faded away. Allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play. A play about you, and your mind, and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensation they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they are spoken. Words of intelligence, introversion, organization, and order filling your mind. You feel curious and inquisitive, and a love for books and knowledge. Just let yourself relax into them, as you feel the changes slowly, surely, wash over you. Just slight changes at first, but then quite a bit more. More intensely until you reach your goal. The smart pony always reaches her goals. You can hear the scribbling of the examiner's pencils, the clock ticking. You can see clouds floating by in the near window. You feel so nervous. The rest of your life rides on this very test. But you feel as if you will not pass. you try and fail, and leaves you dejected. But then you're suddenly startled. You feel something welling up in you, igniting the untapped magic within you. The fierce heat of your horn. The examiners are taken by absolute surprise as they are levitated by a violet cloud, while your eyes begin to glow a brilliant white, touching you in a very, very special way. You are in your element. Control is what you need. You are truly magical. As your fingers and your toes begin to grow numb. A nice, warm, tingling feeling, starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading downwards slowly, deeply penetrating into your being. As the numbness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out. Your fingers begin to melt into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers. As they continue to soothe together, their tips becoming shinier and harder like fingernails. A sturdy yet smooth covering as they become your new hooves. As they merge together, four, then three, then two, until all that remains are your beautiful hooves. The bones in your legs twist and bend, painlessly fusing together to give you the hind legs of a pony. So hard to stand on two legs anymore. You don't even want to bother trying, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms, too, undergo a similar, unstoppable action. You are doing magnificent, little pony. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of power, of sharpness, and brilliance. You realize how magical you really are. Second to none. Overly ambitious, you tend to let small things get the best of you, especially since you pay great attention to detail. Sometimes, maybe a little too much. Even total strangers know of your works. You like to feel validated, to always be the best, even if it drives you to the brink of insanity. You take pride in getting the grade, the praise of your mentors. Nothing else matters, except the companionship of your friends, whom you find fascinating. And learn so much from. It's like drugs to you. Your knowledge is vast. The love between you and your friends is all but unbreakable. You always want to learn something new. Disappointing your mentors leaves you devastated. There's a passion, an absolute ecstasy that fills your heart. To truly be like and be a pony. Smart and introverted, quick and calculating. It feels like something completely and totally natural to you. As simple as breathing. In and out. Studious, skeptical, and organized. These might be strange sensations, different from what you normally feel in daily life. But at the same time, you feel a happiness. So jovial, light, and fluffy. An understanding that somewhere in your mind, deep within it, you do indeed enjoy these changes, and this will become more and more apparent as time goes on. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Something as sure and real as gravity, you remember studying. And so many other subjects. Especially those fond memories of Canterlot Castle and the Solar Library. Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, even if you felt embarrassed at first. Now you're sure of yourself. You got this, smart pony. Different from usual daily life, but welcome all the same. Because who wouldn't want to be a cute pastel pony, to have some magic and happiness in their day? I know I would, and that's a fact. Every pony deserves to feel good. Another quick twinge of energy shoots to the base of your spine, creating a nub that extends out for a foot or two, taking on the partial shape of a parabolic curve. Once formed, soft, silky hair busts forth from it like a flower in first bloom. You feel a slight shimmer, a shiver down your entire spine. As a violet highlight extends from its base to the tip of your newly formed tail, making you happy. You feel a heaviness, making you feel more sturdy and balanced, safe and secure. You wouldn't know what to do without it. Although it takes little effort to hold your tail up at first, it quickly becomes second nature. You swish it back and forth, getting used to the new sensations. An expressive ponytail to complement your new pony backside. You can't help but wonder what will come next. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck as your voice becomes a more sociable, friendly, and bright feminine voice. feel that the hair on your head splits outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. A lovely, flowing, purple mane for you to wear with pride. Just a bit in front of your ears, on the center of your forehead, you feel a small bump forming. This is the beginning of your new horn. As it starts to grow, you start to remember a story. That first time you ever saw Celestia breast the sun. You were left in awe by the summer sun celebration. It was then that you decided to devote your life to studying the magical arts. You poured yourself into learning everything you could about magic. It was only a matter of time before your parents enrolled you in Princess Celestia's School for Gifted Unicorns. All of your dreams were coming true. The fateful day of your entrance exam. The feelings of elation when the princess herself took you on as her personal protege. The horn growing steadily from your head. A beautiful, powerful, unicorn horn extending to its tip, erupting in a small shower of sparks. The world fills you with a twinge of excitement. As it continues to grow, that spiral extends upwards from the center of your forehead. Until it is eventually fully formed, with a slight spiral to its features. A spiraled unicorn horn, just as you've always visualized. Just as you've always wanted, as I'm sure you're aware. I wonder if you could feel a tingling from your new horn. Feel its power surge deep in your mind and body, coming to you so effortlessly, so surely. As the change comes to pass over your head, your horn awakens. Your ears are enveloped in a soft purple glow. You are ecstatic. This is your next chance to learn a new spell. Body modification. You concentrate hard, wanting your attempt to be a success at the very first try. You visualize yourself checking an item off of one of your long checklists. You know from reading that optimistic thoughts and a positive outlook have a great impact on the effectiveness of magic. You now shift your focus to your ears, your eyes on the prize. The glow of your horn begins to brighten softly, slowly at first, before your ears begin to disappear in a blazing, bright purple fog. Your head begins to feel hot with the increased glow. With your intimate focus, you hardly notice any sounds that you used to hear. They briefly fade away, only for a short while. You now concentrate on the next step, in position. Thinking to yourself, you visualize exactly how you want your new ears to be formed. Soft, velvety, lush fur. They feel warm and cozy. You imagine and fear them shooting up from the top of your head. As you focus in a dim flash of light, your new ears fade into existence. A great success. Worth writing to the princess for. You have mastered this spell. One more to add to the long, long list. These are your new ears. You now wiggle them about. Your curious nature aroused as you pick up those new, crisper, clearer sounds. Your ears are covered in a soft, plush, violet fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so delightful, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new, holy ears. To accompany this new set of ears, you feel a soft, yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outward into your new muzzle. Your face extends out so naturally to form your lovely hand. You can feel your eyes changing with your hand, extending out so gently, growing larger, so you can learn even more. Your iris changing color to a lovely lavender tone. Your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could bend them so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your fur. An intelligent pony hat for a smart pony. A tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin as you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form and coat. A lovely violet unicorn. Already your mind feels such thoughts filling it. Astute thoughts, quick and snappy. Daydreaming, learning. Relaxing it, so natural, as you know this to be true. Because you are the smart pony. So relaxed. You're feeling a bit skeptical, but enthusiastic. Curious of your new body, but enjoying it nonetheless. You have done well so far. Your mentors would be proud of all the progress you have made and will make. You have done such a good job on your homework. A plus for sure. Alone you sit at your desk, everything perfectly in line. The ink in its well and the quill at its side, eagerly waiting to write notes for your new assignment. Probably it's going to get read by the princess herself. You are a personal student after all. But you already know that. That fact is as plain as day, as celestial rising sun. Why else would she have given you these beautiful chambers in the castle? That lovely four-poster, with its plush sheets, with your cutie mark on it, and let you use the royal library. started at school are tough, but with access to these special resources, you learn with the utmost ease. Just thinking about your classwork as you trot down the long, winding hallways. Maybe pondering your astute timekeeping and organizational abilities. Your schedule. How else would you be able to keep up with all the advanced extra credit assignments you have taken on? What else do you have to do today? But none of that matters right now. I can think about that after my designated study time. It all takes a back seat when it comes time to learn. Here's a good 5 hours of reading. Surely this will please the princess, and in doing so, give you that wonderful sense of fulfillment you enjoy so much. The royal guards are patrolling the halls. Maybe you might see your brother before you get lost on the stacks. Your stacks. A welcoming world of knowledge for you to play. Just thinking that image that has already formed in your lightning-fast mind. Faster than Rainbow Dash, I would say. But you like to remain modest after all. Who likes a boasting billygoat? Boasting billygoat. You trail off, giggling to yourself. Sometimes I feel like such a little filly. Truly lost in your introversion, your steps quicken, licking your mouth as you think of what you will learn today. You hear the sound of your hooves against the regal marble, idle royal noise, and regular cantaloupe business in the background. I'm sure any distractions remaining, if they haven't already, will fade away once we get to your destination, the Sula Library. The words jumping off of each page as you feel them soaking into you, becoming part of you. Even more magical now. Yes, smarter and more intelligent, because with each passing second, you become better and better at what you love to do. That delicious rush you get. It's as easy as breathing in and out, as simple as getting lost in your own head. Snapping back out of the loop of deep thought, you get those a lot. At your desk in the Solar Library, you look around to see your surroundings. You can trot around. Now getting a chance to fully experience it, to play in it, instead of just reading about it. That was good. But this is even better. You are here. So fascinating. Now getting the chance to run your soft hooves over the smooth age-old bindings. Silently thinking to yourself how old these books really are, and exactly how many of your heroes got to study here. Never Celestia's personal student though. That's a spot reserved just for you. And it fills you with the most pride and happiness you could ever wish for. Coverings of every shape and style, embroidered and embossed. Red, yellow, blue, orange, black, every color imaginable. Scrolls, maps, books, and everything else. The words and pictures jumping off of each page as you feel them soaking into you, becoming part of you. Even more magical now. Yes. Smarter and more intelligent because with each passing second you become better and better at what you love to do. It's as easy as breathing in and out. As simple as getting lost in your own head. You are doing such a good job. again slipping back out of a loop of deep thought at your desk in the Zelda library. You look around to see your surroundings. Everything is in its place as you empty out your saddlebag onto the desk. Ink, quills, a carefully wrapped daisy sandwich with the crust cut off. Soon getting a chance to fully experience it, to play in it. Now, instead of just reading about it, so fascinating. Now getting the chance to run your soft hooves over the smooth, age-old bindings. Silently thinking to yourself how old these books really are, and exactly how many of your heroes go to study here. Never a Celestia's personal student, though. That's a spot reserved just for you, and it fills you with the most pride and happiness you could ever wish for. The tall, heavy oak doors with their intricate, artful engravings. The dark cherry bookcases, row upon endless row. Golden spiral staircases to the multiple floors of the library, with stained glass windows glowing in the morning light. So warm and fuzzy, like that feeling you get when praised for a job well done. Try not to run now. You have to be a good little filly. You have to wait this out. You don't want to tire yourself before you get to see it all. Like you could see it all in one day, though. That chance. Even with all the magic in Equestria, you bet you couldn't even begin to put a dent in the apparently infinite amount of books. Good thing you got Spike to help you out. He's such a great helper, you think to yourself. You have the rest of your life to explore its secrets, but you just can't help yourself. It's just so much. So much. Just in awe, like Rainbow Dash would be when she watches the Wonderwalls. I bet you can imagine that. How is she? You think to yourself, before getting reimmersed in everything. Deeper and deeper. It's like so big. How does everything fit into it? It has to be some type of space-time magic, right? I should look it up. One topic leads to another, and another still. A swirling flurry of books. But gentle, because you love them so much. Topic to topic to topic. A constant stream of learning. So many questions filling your mind. Who knew that Pegasi body language would be so fascinating? Or that Griffin's diets actually change with the passing seasons? Who? What? When? Where? Why? How? Books, knowledge, facts, figures, a hurricane of pages around you. And then Spike says, you get that crazed look in your eye. And then you wake up in the pile of books. Twilight, you fell asleep downstairs again. You got caught up in your studying and stayed up all night without realizing it. Again. Even as you go to speak, to respond, to talk, your voice is a bright, smart, slightly soft, feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. A voice of somebody who feels right just being a smart little self. Now you can feel your new body. See your new body. Imagine and feel all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The forelimb gait and swishing tail. The pointed ears. Your beautiful, powerful horn. And studious, friendly, organized feelings. The curved muzzle and smooth fur. All yours to enjoy and play. and you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose, all you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm a smart pony. And whenever you say, I'm a smart pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the smart little pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They are now part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the smart little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the smart little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm a smart pony, it feels even more natural for you. Your desire to be the little pony becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. The desire to listen and learn seems more and more inescapable. More attractive with each chip into the body and mind of this smart pony, and the experience expands more and more with each visit. Now it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five. You'll find that with each number, you wake up a little bit more. Slowly but surely coming to consciousness in your lovely pony form. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger with each passing word. Just that they have been this whole time. One. Blackness at first. Slowly waking up, feeling relaxed and fuzzy. Two. More and more, as your astute mind starts to bubble to the surface. Three, consciousness returning, those wonderful, smart thoughts. You slowly begin to become aware of your beautiful pony form, hooves, and horn, muzzle, and tail, and your flowing mane too. And then your surroundings faintly begin to come back into focus. Now you feel that numbness of your neck slowly wearing off. You give your tail a shake, rubbing it slightly as a spark or two shoots out of your horn while you stretch out. Five. Refreshed and awake. Truly magical. And I hope you'll enjoy, little pony.